UFO News, the 11th of December 2019. Recently, there was a UFO sighting over Torquay, England. A fleet of about 20 UFOs appeared over the town. Immediately, some said they were nothing more than flares, and while they may have been, they struck me as something I had seen before, many times. I have a photo hanging over my desk of 4 UFOs near a Coast Guard station, and these UFOs look exactly like the ones which was sighted over Torquay. They look like white lights, and even look this way in the daytime. When I first hung the photo over my desk, I noticed these UFOs look like bigger versions of what were known as Foo Fighters in World War II. The Foo Fighters had fooled both sides of the war because each side thought there were secret weapons from the other side. But I don't know of any time anybody was attacked by one of them, they just sort of followed the planes. On October 19, 2019, 80 huge UFOs were reported over the town of Menifee, California. This was not merely a case of one or two people seeing a UFO, because it was reported it was seen by over 100 people. One of the problems we face today is knowing whether something is a UFO or just a drone. I personally don't think it applies to this case since the UFO was huge. People got a good look at it, because it hovered for over 5 minutes in the same spot and then took off. It was said there were massive amounts of lights around it. It was also nighttime, so the lights were on. One of the witnesses said he was sharing the video because UFO activity has increased so much lately and he believes there is going to be a big wake-up call. I assume he is referring to the fact he believes there will be an admission that some of the vehicles we see are flown by aliens, but I am not so sure about that. The admission, that is. Another UFO has been seen near the International Space Station. Lately, a lot of videos have been getting out showing objects approaching the space station, and unfortunately, I believe many of them are a hoax. This is not to say all of them are, but it seems to me there are far too many lately. The only other explanation might be secret talks are taking place on our space station between aliens and humans, and somehow, I just don't believe this is happening, but that is only my personal opinion. I have seen in the past where during the space shuttle missions it was acknowledged by former NASA employees that they saw an alien in the cargo bay of one of the space shuttles talking to an astronaut. They described him as being about 8 feet tall and not having any air tanks on his space suit. This doesn't indicate to me that he was not breathing some sort of atmosphere. I think he had advanced technology creating what he had to breathe, but again, more guesses. On December 6, 2019, the Patch reported there were 3,825 reports of UFOs being filed so far for the year just in Washington state. This is over 10 sightings every day. If we believe most UFOs are not reported as I do, they could have been as many as 10 times that amount which really flew over Washington. Just as I believe there could be 10 times as many that were really seen, I also believe that maybe only 10% of them were actually alien craft. When we look at planes from certain angles, they look different and could be construed to be either cylindrical or saucer-shaped. Then there is the problem I alluded to previously, where the sky is getting full of drones. If one sees a small drone, they may think it is a big ship further away. It is very easy to fool our optics. The Russians are also reporting seeing alien craft near the International Space Station. A UFO investigator is saying that a Russian cosmonaut was giving a broadcast and suddenly he recognized 3 UFOs heading towards him. I guess that could be a scary moment for anybody. The UFO investigator is saying that NASA knows the space station gets buzzed by alien ships. He goes on to say this went on during the Apollo missions also, and the astronauts on them were also buzzed. The objects look sort of cloud-like, and yet they all have the exact same shape, which has the lead one to believe they were manufactured. Witnesses are saying they saw UFOs go over the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, head towards the Bronx and disappear in a dazzling display which was reminiscent of fireworks. 14 different New York witnesses have reported seeing this sight and other objects in the sky, including floating cigar-shaped objects, white dots and other things. While many are saying this was nothing more than fireworks, it is hard to explain the fact that they flew over the roadway for so long, went up to the Bronx and then exploded. I don't think we have intelligent fireworks yet, do you? Witnesses in several states have reported seeing snake-like objects in the sky. The latest one I know about happened this month, December 2019, over Texas. It reminds me of observations by witnesses in the old Soviet Union. When the control of reporting and discussing UFOs was lifted in the Soviet Union, citizens were reporting seeing snake-like objects in the sky, which panicked the Soviet Union, and they took away the privilege of reporting UFOs again and meetings of more than three people to discuss UFOs. The reason the Soviets were in such a panic was the snake-like objects were nothing more than rocket tests, and as they were reported, the Americans were finding out about them. Could what the witnesses are seeing in this case also be rocket tests? There is a chance, since what the Soviets and Americans saw were very similar. There is now a claim that, while the International Space Station was doing some construction, an object went by it. This object is one of the most famous in folklore and is known as the Black Knight. Many believe it has been watching the Earth from a time so far back in our past that it could have been before humans were on the planet. There is a lot of controversy about the subject, which seems to appear and disappear and even change orbit. Some believe it doesn't exist, but others are absolutely sure of its existence and claim it was put there by aliens to watch our progress.